From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and we're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Adam Felber, and Rosie Perez. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, we're going to party like it's 1899. Yes, it's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has been in office for less than a year. He's shaking up the status quo. This week, he again broke with his predecessors by announcing his intention to legalize what in New York?
Garbage cans full of soda.
Whoa! Oh.
That would be awesome
in movie theater.
Drink it, swim in it, whatever you want. No.
I'm going to need a hint.
It's like a long, furry snake with legs.
Ferrets as pets.
Ferrets as pets. Very good, Adam. This is the best news for New York's hipsters since Vegan Tattoo Inc. Mayor de Blasio is considering lifting the ferret ban in New York. This will come as a major blow to New York's criminal underground, who since the prohibition was enacted have been making bootleg ferrets in bathtubs and distributing them to ferret easies throughout the city. Mayor Rudy Giuliani was passionately anti-ferret. This is Rudy Giuliani on a call-in show responding to a constituent who asked him to consider lifting the ban on ferrets.
There is something really, really very sad about you. You need help. You need somebody to help you. This excessive concern with little weasels is a sickness. I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
Rudy Giuliani. Are you, Rosie?
That was a great impression, Bill. Thank you.
As a New Yorker, are you excited by the potential legalization of ferrets in New York City?
Ecstatic. I have no problem with a ferret.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, is your cell phone ringtone for the rest of the night. Rosie, most places have handicap parking spaces for good reason. Well, Seoul, South Korea upset a lot of people this week when they installed special wider parking spaces for whom?
I need a clue.
A clue. This is true. We're not making this up. The lines marking the parking space are pink. Yeah.
Ladies?
Right.
Old ladies?
Well, ladies is the answer.
Oh, ladies!
Ladies. Parking spaces for women. South Korea was tired of North Korea hogging all the crazy on the peninsula. So in Seoul, they're putting in special women's-only parking spaces. The lines are pink. They're marked with that, you know, women in a skirt symbol you see in restrooms. And they're easier to get in and out of the normal parking spaces, also closer to the destination for safety. Seems sexist. Women are at a disadvantage when it comes to parking. All men come equipped naturally with a way to make sure that they are exactly 4 inches from the curb. Amy, the CDC has a lot of resources at its disposal to track down illnesses, but they've recently found the best way to track food poisoning at restaurants is to check what?
Food poisoning. You could check their social media, or just go right to the toilets and do a swab.
You could do that, but instead, how about this? I give this restaurant 4.5 barfs.
Right, Yelp.
Yelp reviews. Yeah, Yelp reviews very useful in tracking food poisoning. For 9 months, the CDC tried tracking foodborne illnesses by simply searching certain terms in Yelp reviews. Sick, vomit, diarrhea, red lobster. Adam, this week we learned that despite what you think, one group in particular takes its time to carefully make decisions. Who are we talking about?
The president.
No. I'll give you a hint.
We did learn that this week. Yeah.
Overripe banana or rotting orange? Which should I land on? Fruit flies.
They like a banana.
According to a new study in the journal Science, fruit flies actually stop and think. It's extra unfortunate, though, because unlike us, fruit flies just live for a day. Do I go with the fly I love or the rich fly who I know can take care of me? Oops, I died.
Yeah, you don't want to spend too much time thinking.
No.
But it's understandable because they're fruit flies.
That's what
like
they
a house fly can land on anything in the house.
Right.
Fruit fly's got to be sure it's fruit. Hey, I'm coming in for... No. Technically a vegetable.
Adam, the new prime minister of Italy has a problem. The economy there stinks. So to make it seem better, he's included what in their estimate of Italy's GDP?
Oh, I actually know this. Illegal money. Money from prostitution and stuff.
Yeah, prostitution and cocaine sales, yeah. In fact. Well done.
It's not just a national product. It's a gross national product.
All right.